Identifying the immoral woman of Proverbs. Last week I had the awkward privilege of teaching sex ed to four teenage boys. Put that down in the things I didn't think I would do as a preacher column. It actually went very well when all was said and done. The young men behaved very maturely, and we were able to talk through some relevant scriptures in the process. The main text we discussed was Proverbs 5, the same text I would like to share with you now. In this chapter, an aged King Solomon shares wisdom gained through experience with his son, likely Rehoboam. Solomon's advice is actually a warning against what he calls the immoral woman. Here's some preliminary observations. Proverbs and Ecclesiastes are interesting to read after having read the histories of Solomon in 1 Kings and 2 Chronicles. The earlier histories end the story of the world's most decorated king on a bitter note, especially 1 Kings 11. That's where the Bible tells us how Solomon, quote, loved many foreign women, had 700 wives, 300 concubines, and as a result, he was influenced to worship false gods. All I can hear when reading those words is the wah, wah, wah sound effect from the movies when something disappointing happens. Having been with 1,000 plus women, I would venture to say that Solomon, out of everyone in the whole world, was most qualified to speak on what he calls in Proverbs the immoral woman. Furthermore, it would appear that Solomon learned a thing or two from sleeping with all those women. We learn as much from his advice in Proverbs 5 and verse 18, where he says, "Rejoice with the wife of your youth." I might break down that verse and its companion verses in a later article, but know for now that if old King Solly, as I'll call him from now on, if he had learned anything from his mistakes, it was this. God's plan for marriage was one man and one woman in a closed and committed relationship. But as I've already mentioned, it took him a lot of mistakes to learn this ultimate truth. The immoral woman. Now, let's crack the code and figure out who this immoral woman is that Solly speaks about so frequently in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs has a lot to say about this lady of the night. In the article, there are several verses listed here. Sometimes she's called by other names in the New King James Version, such as the harlot in chapter 23 and verse 27, and the adulterous woman, chapter 30 and verse 20. But in Proverbs 5, Solly introduces her like this: "My son, pay attention to my wisdom, lend your ear to my understanding, that you may preserve discretion, and your lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of an immoral woman drip honey, and her mouth is sweeter than oil." Verses 1 through 3. He draws attention to her lips for two reasons. Lips are a literal object of seduction, and it is with lips that the immoral woman speaks words that weaken the man so he is defenseless. Just read Proverbs 7, verses 13 to 20 to see what this woman says and does with her lips to earn the name she is given. This woman has no moral compass. She has indulged in promiscuity for so long that she doesn't even have a conscience about this kind of stuff anymore. And while all of this accurately describes the immoral woman, allow me to help you visualize what she looks like. It might surprise you. Now, certainly women that work in gentlemen's clubs and the like are immoral women. There's no doubt about that. No one has trouble identifying those women. Growing up, I always thought of those kind of women whenever I read or heard someone else read about the harlot of Proverbs. Today, we call these women prostitutes, hookers, escorts, and other names I'm not going to mention. But to be sure, these types of women only make up a sample of what Solly is talking about. Today, millions of young ladies every year graduate from the school of how to be an immoral woman. Classes start in first grade and extend through high school. The main curriculum is TV, peer pressure, low self-esteem, and watching everyone else in society. They usually start with clinicals sometime in high school. These women don't just work in clubs. No, they take your order at McDonald's. They are administrative assistants at the RE/MAX real estate office in town. They work out right next to you at the local Planet Fitness. Some of them sit next to you at church. They are young, old, and everything in between. Hardly any of these women would take money for sexual services. They would even frown and snarl at the very notion of such a thing. But here's what they will do for free. They will tell you dirty jokes and stories to see how you respond. They will purposely wear clothes that accentuate their curves and everything else. They will fill social media with pictures of themselves, pictures that 50 years ago you could only see in a gas station magazine. They will send you pictures of their body. They will test you to see how far you will go in the front seat of your car. They have no qualms about going to bed with you before saying "I do" or really doing anything else of a nature before saying, I do. This last one has become so socially acceptable among Christians, quote unquote, today, that I recently saw a Christian podcast episode entitled, Is It a Sin to Live with Your Boyfriend or Girlfriend? I thought to myself, why is this even a question that deserves one whole hour of discussion? My point is, the immoral woman of Proverbs is your average woman today. Things could very well have been the same culturally speaking in Solly's day, but especially today. His words could just as well say, the lips of the average woman dripped honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. And with this introduction, the king goes on to give a solution to his young son about how to interact with this woman. How the young man should respond. Solly says to his son, verse 8, remove your way far from her, that is the immoral woman, and do not go near the door of her house. You will notice what he didn't say. He didn't say, go ahead and date her. Maybe in the process you can rub off on her and she'll change. No, dog. The king, who had been with 1,000 women, looked his son in the eye and said, don't give that chick a single inch, because before you know it, she'll have you walking with her into the depths of hell. I've seen it way too much. I've even lived it, where a young man thinks he is strong enough to entertain the immoral woman without getting his hands dirty, only to find out he was wrong. You're lying to yourself if you think you're stronger and wiser than Solomon. As I admonished my graduating class in 2011, don't be stupid, because that's stupid. The wrap. Hopefully I didn't teach you anything you didn't know already. Sometimes we just need someone to read the Word of God and restate it in modern terms. Sometimes we're playing with sin, but we have given reality the runaround so that when somebody reads Proverbs 5 out loud, we say, I'm good, that ain't me, when in fact it is me. Take a slice of humble pie. In fact, take two slices. Get fat on a humble pie. Stop being Solomon's fool and start seeing the spiritual battlefield for what it is. Peter said the devil is lurking about like a roaring lion, but we act like he's a pussycat. Be wise. Just do it.